following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. I'm not starting with this, but I at some point want to get to this in the show. This is not what I'm starting with. There are several pieces out there saying it's time for the Packers to admit Aaron Rodgers probably will not be back for the rest of the regular season. He hinted more strongly at this in his radio show when he said, look, it's normally 6 to 8 weeks. Whatever else you heard out there, it is what it is. 6 weeks would be 4 weeks from right now or so, which would be a lion's share of the remainder of the NFL season. It is what it is. I don't think you're going to see him back in the next 3 weeks. And then here's an argument. Let's say, and I can't imagine it, but they're playing so badly right now. Let's say they lose to Minnesota at Green Bay Sunday. I'm not going to predict that when it's time to predict. I have a sneeze. I'm holding back here. All right, I think it's gone. I think I'm going to pick the Packers this Sunday, but let's say they do lose. And then they lose on Thanksgiving Day at Detroit. Again, I'm not predicting any of this right now. But let's just say that happens. If it does, and they're 5-7, with really no chance for the playoffs, does it make any sense to bring him back at all? Does it? You just wonder. Jason says, no, play for the draft choice at that point, because then you're still a talented team if healthy in 2014. Well, you know, we're not used to thinking about next year in November. This is kind of a foreign concept. A little later in the show. By the way, also, later in the show, I have right now in my hand, my left hand, hands if I hold it this way, a copy of Scott Walker's book, Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge. He continued his full-blown media tour yesterday. The book was actually released yesterday. I've had a copy for about a week and a half now. And I am not all the way through it, but I'm getting through it. I have six copies, including the one that I got in advance. Six, however, to give away. And I have the first one here in my hand. We'll do it later in the show. I've not figured out how yet. I'm leaning toward a Radio Jeopardy, but I really haven't come up with a fabulous one. I'm working on it. I will give the book away today. We'll give away another one tomorrow, another one on Friday, another one on Monday. We have the governor on Tuesday to discuss his book. You know, he's got to do all the national ones first, and then he gets around to us. He's on Sean Hannity yesterday. So we will be giving away copies of his book. There are things in here that even an insider like me didn't know. Here's another interesting thing, and I didn't notice this. I did not notice this in the advance copy that I got for my own purposes. On back, it has four people quoted, praise for Scott Walker. Guess who the first person quoted is on the back of the cover, Jason? Take a guess. Four people are quoted. Four prominent. All the names are well known. Here's the first quote. Walker is one of the gutsiest, toughest, strongest, most committed guys I've seen in Republican politics in a long time. Who do you think that is? Well, that was an interesting guess on your part. No, it's not Chris Christie. It isn't. Okay, here's the second quote. Governor Walker's principled leadership and common sense reforms are moving Wisconsin in the right direction. By its nature, you might guess that's Paul Ryan. Third is South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Fourth is the Weekly Standard's Stephen Hayes. That first quote, Walker is one of the gutsiest, toughest, strongest, most committed guys I've seen in Republican politics in a long time. The person who says it tells you a lot about whether this is really an effort to run for president or if this is about selling books. It's Rush Limbaugh. If you're running for president, I think the last guy you have first is Rush Limbaugh because he's considered so polarizing. Independents and liberals, of course, despise him, which tells me that even though this feels like it's about running for president, when it comes to the book, it's more about selling books. Because if you want to sell books to conservatives, you put Rush Limbaugh on there, and you put him first. I could be totally all wet on that, but just my little working theory. It's certainly not a big tent appeal that the first quote is from Rush Limbaugh. It's funny you mentioned Chris Christie, Jason, because there is a lot of talk about that. Would those two who are close friends, Scott Walker and Chris Christie, and I'm going to ask him this on Tuesday, is Chris Christie conservative enough for you to be your party's nominee in 2016, assuming you're not going to get anywhere near? Well, we'll ask him that. We'll get to all of that. We're going to start in this half hour, well, in just a minute, with something we've talked about a lot, but not recently. I also need to remind you, Friday, families of children with cancer, 8:30 to 11, Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. They're from 8:30 to 11, really looking forward to it. And this is it. This is the wrap-up. This is the end. We started in Sheboygan on the 8th, moved to Wausau last Friday, Green Bay this Friday. Now, you can, of course, contribute to Families of Children with Cancer anytime you want. You can write a check to Families of Children with Cancer, send it to Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, Green Bay, 54301. You can do that anytime you want. But if you want to bring something for the Christmas party and you're not sure what we need for the Christmas party, you can go to jerrybadershow.com. And there's a Families Of thing right there with everything we need. So again, that's Friday, 8:30 to 11. Now, something we haven't covered in a while, Jim Schmidt versus Walmart. And it is becoming increasingly evident that this is Jim Schmidt versus Walmart. The mayor of Green Bay claims that this is not an anti-Walmart move by him at all, that he's not a Walmart hater, even though he does belong to a group where a lot of people on Facebook hate Walmart, and he denied being part of it. By the way, still, no one in the mainstream media has called him out on that. I'm still surprised by that. Anyway, he met with Walmart representatives yesterday afternoon to go over their proposal to build a superstore. That's what the Press Gazette calls it, a superstore on the Larson Canning property. As you know, Mayor Jim Schmidt opposes that. They've revamped the store. It's still too big for his taste. And he still doesn't believe that it's a good fit. He still remains opposed to the idea. Here's a direct quote in the paper from the mayor. They are committed to a 154,000-square-foot, one-story facility. I'm not convinced it's the best use of that land and the best product to bring downtown. Now, this all goes back to whether it's a fit for the Broadway district. Jim doesn't think it is. The little shop owners on Broadway don't think it is. But finally, we have in here the response from Walmart that shows really what's going on here. Here's what Walmart knows. It is a great fit. Walmart does know that there are residents in that area, the surrounding area, that would have great use for a Walmart. Further, what you have there is property that's going to revert back to the city if something doesn't happen to it soon. Now, what Walmart told the paper is, look, our research tells us, where is that quote? I'd like to get that. Okay, this is the words the paper uses. Walmart is committed to a giant facility that would sell both merchandise and groceries at the location. Company spokeswoman Delia Garcia said Tuesday. Giant is the paper's word. Asked whether the company was prepared to go forward without Schmidt support, Garcia said, and listen to this, "It's important for the community to know what the plans are. We know customers will support the store. We've heard a lot of support for it. We know what happens wherever we locate. The doors open, the parking lot is full, and we know it would be the same in downtown Green Bay." Schmidt acknowledged the store could go up without his approval. If On Broadway, Inc. approves a Walmart superstore for the site would still require approval of the city's plan commission, the city council, on a couple of fronts, Schmidt said. Those bodies have not weighed in on the debate, but eventually Schmidt still would have veto power. Now, we're already talking about him vetoing this. And the council needs a 3/4 majority to override a veto, which Schmidt said would be an uphill battle. So is he saying that if Walmart jumps through all these hoops, he would veto it? Is that what I'm hearing here? And they have a number of flaming hoops through which to jump. Is he saying he would veto this? So really, Jim, you'd rather have the damn thing sit empty than have a Walmart there. Is that what you're saying? Because I'm being told Whole Foods and Trader Joe's are pipe dreams, and that you know that. And that you know neither one of them are coming here. Now, that may or may not be true. But you better be pretty damn confident, Jim, that you can come up with something else. As Titletown looks at their major project on the Larson property, really, you'd be willing to let that thing sit empty. And you are trying to convince us that that's not an anti-Walmart sentiment, really? I'm telling you, I don't take you at your word on that anymore. I just don't. Because you are being completely illogical on this. What Walmart is saying is, look, we know that there is a market demand for our product in that area. And quite frankly, here's a possibility. When he went showing Walmart other potential locations, it's very possible that was just a red herring. So he could say, see, I'm not anti-Walmart. I'd love another Walmart in town, just not there. Knowing full well they weren't going to go to any of those other locations because he knows their market research shows they would survive and thrive in this location. He's gotten surreal on this. As hard as they're pushing for this, and as hard as they're fighting for this, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Walmart is willing to go where they're not wanted by local officials. They're not willing to go where they're not wanted or needed by consumers. They're not stupid. They've done this a time or two. This isn't their first rodeo. They see a gold mine down there. They see a community, a section of the community, that is going to use a store like this a lot. That's why they won't give up. That's why they're pushing. And this is where the debate must now shift. I have been trying to shift it here, and I'm going to shift it here now. It is unconscionable if Jim Schmidt fights this, knowing that the low-income residents in the area could use it and need it. All for the artsy-fartsy persona of the Broadway District would be just wrong. So you're willing to say no to a Walmart that residents in the area could use. Yeah, an emailer points something out. The city gets the property back if the Broadway group can't make an upcoming payment, and that payment is coming soon. And the sale to Walmart would facilitate that payment. But I'm sure that's just a coincidence. And Jim, if it is just a coincidence, as I've said before, you are painting that perception by your behavior in this way. Can you imagine if they jump through all the regulatory hoops and then he vetoes this? Can you imagine that? Now, I learned this morning there's another fly in the ointment. Former Alderman Chad Fredette, with whom I more often than not agreed, has problems with this development. Chad's problems with this development is the size, but not for the reason that it is for Jim Schmidt and others. He points to the fact that it includes the old Fort Howard location, and there are a lot of archaeological artifacts there. Weapons, you know, Fort Howard artifacts, Native American artifacts, a lot of history buried under there. And a large project like this would pretty much cover the whole area that we're talking about, and that stuff wouldn't get dug up. My counter-argument to that is, and by the way, I am a big believer in preserving that type of history. I am. But it's sitting there now. Nobody has seen it worth the cost to go dig it up now. So it's sitting there, and suddenly we're going to consider those artifacts precious when somebody wants to develop on it? I have a problem with that. The question now is, will the people who really want a Walmart down there and could use it, will they really start having their voices be heard? Conservatives fight back against the witch hunt. Yip, 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 yahoo! We'll get to that at 9:06.
If you go on vacation, you'll get a text if your furnace is